I offer my most humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord, Bhagwan Sri 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 Satya Sai Baba Varu. Today, we are all profusely blessed to be a part of the Sri Krishna Janmashtami celebrations in the divine abode, Prashanti Nilayam. We have all rejoiced this morning, praying to our Lord and recollecting all his beautiful leelas. One of these innumerable leelas of our dearest Sai Krishna is the miraculous manifestation of the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital in the year 2006. Ever since, the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital has been receiving the eternal guidance from our Divine Master to provide state-of-the-art medical facilities entirely free of cost to the poor and the needy in various villages around Puttaparthi, right at their doorstep, thus benefiting thousands of people connected with this project, both directly and indirectly. On this auspicious day, occurring in this prayerful season of Swami's 90th birthday celebrations, Swami has blessed us with this golden opportunity to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital in His Divine Presence. We, the doctors, take this unique opportunity to express our gratitude to Swami for blessing all of us with this noble service activity and also to shower His grace on us to do more medical services in the years to come. Swami, we offer our humble pranams to you. To share our joy and happiness today, we have distinguished dignitaries present amidst us. I humbly request the chief guest of this evening, Dr. Kamineni Srinivas Garu, Honorable Minister for Health, Medical Education and Family Welfare, to the Government of Andhra Pradesh to offer his prayers to our beloved Bhagwan. I request today's special invitee, Dr. L. V. Subramaniam, IAS, Special Chief Secretary of Medical Education, to offer his obeisance to Swami. I now request another special invitee of the day, Sri D. Nalini Mohan, IFS, Commissioner of Ayush and Ex-Officio Secretary to the Government of Andhra Pradesh, to kindly come and offer pranams to our beloved Bhagwan. Bhagwan has been blessing us with his immense support in the form of invaluable encouragement from the members of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. We would take this opportunity to express our immense gratitude to the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Our omniscient Lord has specifically chosen our Sir, Dr. K. Narasimhan, as the director of the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital to accomplish this divine task. Now, I humbly request Dr. Narasimhan Garu, the director, to give his presentation on the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital.
Thank you. Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our loving Bhagwan, respected Honorable Minister for Health, Medical Education and Family Welfare, Dr. Kamineni Srinivas Garu, Special Chief Secretary Sri L.V. Subramaniam Garu, Commissioner Ayush, Mr. Nalini Mohan, members of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and its secretary, other elders present here, and my dear brothers and sisters, a very good evening and Sai Ram to you all. Today is a holy day, an auspicious day, Janmashtami, and it is also an eventful day, for it marks the 10th anniversary celebrations of Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital, which is a unit of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. On this holy day, we, 300 doctors and 100 paramedical staff of the Mobile Hospital, have assembled here, congregated here, to pay our sincere gratitude to Bhagwan for giving us this opportunity to do this noble service in around 500 to 600 villages around Puttaparthi. Swami, we would like to rededicate ourselves to this onerous task, to this noble work of relieving the pain and suffering of these poor people, and hence we once again renew our request to you to shower your benign and divine blessings on our entire team. With this prefatory note, I will now move on to a presentation on the Mobile Hospital, which, as you all know, is a free rural outreach holistic health service started by the divine lotus hands of Bhagwan on the 30th of March 2006. We all know Bhagwan is known the world over for his relentless commitment to gigantic projects in the fields of education, Medicare, safe drinking water, services which are provided absolutely free of cost, unheard of perhaps in human history. In the field of Medicare, Sri Satya Sai healthcare system has passed through three distinct phases or stages. In the first phase, Bhagwan wanted to teach healthcare planners a fundamental lesson that primary and to some extent secondary medical care should be provided free of cost to the poor and the needy. And this he exemplified by starting the general hospitals in Puttaparthi and Bangalore. The medical mission of Bhagwan took a giant stride, so to say, when Swami now declared that even tertiary medical care, high quality medical care like open heart surgeries, neurosurgical procedures, all of these should also be provided absolutely free of cost to the poor and needy. And this he did by starting the super specialty hospitals at Bangalore and Puttaparthi. In the third phase, the medical mission took a quantum leap, I should say, when Bhagwan now declared that it is not enough if this high quality care is provided. He said it should be delivered. There is a lot of difference in the meaning of the words providing and delivering. Providing means the services given by a static hospital. Delivered means that which is given by an outreach service or a mobile hospital. Thus started the concept of mobile hospitals. The mobile hospital in Puttaparthi was thus started notwithstanding the fact that there is a general hospital and a super specialty hospital. And Bhagwan listed four reasons for this. Firstly, he said, villagers in India, even though they have morbid health problems, are unable to come to hospitals located in towns and cities because they are engaged in daily wages work. Kooli pan chesi vaallu batuktaru annaru Swami. And if they have to come to the hospital, they have to give up that day's wages, which means they have to compromise with that day's square meal. Secondly, there are so many elders in houses who don't have anybody to bring them to the hospitals, senior citizens. Thirdly, he said, many of them do not have money enough to cover the transportation charges. Jebulalo chargilu undavu annaru Swami. And fourthly, he said, There is a huge lack of awareness about important aspects of health and disease in the rural folk. How true this is, we quickly came to understand even during our earlier visits in the mobile hospital. For example, we went to a village called Rachuarpalli, which is only 30 kilometers from here. When I was moving around looking at the different departments, there was a huge queue of patients waiting in the ophthalmology department, and when I went near, I found a number of old women with shining eyes, sparkling eyes, not mature cataract, hypermature cataract with no vision at all. And when I asked them, "Mother, why did you not show to a doctor all these years?" Their stoic reply was, "Sir, mem anukunnamo vayasaithe ventricle etla telabadipothayo choopu kuda padipothundi daniki em cheyalemu." Just as graying of hairs takes place when one becomes elderly, so also vision comes down, nothing can be done, they thought it seems. And many of them, believe me, told me that they did not know that there is a super specialty hospital just 30 kilometers away which does free ophthalmic surgeries. This is the state of ignorance in which our villages are enmeshed and which forced our compassionate Bhagwan. He said, "Nenu na bhaktudu kashtamlo unte nene ee vidhanga veltano ade vidhanga meeru kuda doctorlu vaidyo narayana hari meeru kuda kashtallo baadhapade prajalaku meere swayanga vellali." He said, "When a devotee of mine is in pain or grief, I myself go to my devotee in the same way doctors being vaidyo narayana hari, replicas of the Almighty, they should reach out to the poor and the needy." The mobile hospital, looking in another way, seems to be the only solution for all the problems plaguing our rural healthcare delivery system, which we thought it would be most appropriate if we presented to the Honorable Health Minister. The healthcare delivery system is caught in a tricky triangle, as I would use the word. Why I am using the word tricky is the limbs of the triangle do not meet each other. On the one hand, we have the government, which feels it difficult to carry the latest advancement in science and technology in the form of these diagnostic equipments to villages, because there are practical problems of installation, maintenance, repair, servicing. On the other hand, there's a common refrain that doctors are reluctant to go to villages, and doctors have their own personal and professional reasons, some of them being quite justifiable. On the professional front, doctors feel that there is no sufficient infrastructure to satisfy their technical appetite. On the personal front, lack of schooling for their children makes rural service unattractive. The base of this tricky triangle is represented by the factors which Bhagwan had enlisted. It seemed to be a very difficult situation. There were no solutions in sight, and it was here that our master struck what I would say the master stroke. He said, "You need not install technology in villages. Carry them in mobile vehicles. After all, many of these diagnostic equipments have, as we doctors know, portable variants. Carry them in mobile vehicles. Take the doctors in another transport vehicle. Use the village school. Create a mini hospital. Have a quality service from morning to mid-afternoon, and by evening, the equipment can be brought back to the base point for any preventive maintenance. The doctors also can come back so that they need not have to stay in villages. Just as a software job, they would go in the morning and come back." This apparently simple but innovative approach has revolutionized the concept of rural healthcare delivery system to the extent that when our country's principal scientific advisor, Dr. Chidambaram, also the scientific advisor to the Prime Minister of India, when he visited the mobile hospital, he was amazed both at the quality and at the depth, the approach of the service. Being a Z-security man, he spent 2 hours on the field, and at the end of it, he exclaimed, "This is something fantastic, mind-boggling." And the next day, when he was asked to speak in the university on the topic innovation, he said, "What more can I talk of innovation when your Baba has made the best innovation? I saw today in the mobile hospital, a school is converted into a hospital, quality services are rendered, and by the end of the day, the hospital again becomes a school. What more innovation can I talk of?" This was what Dr. Chidambaram mentioned. Anyway, as I told you, perhaps the mobile hospital seems to be the only solution for this country with a geography of villages, Gramavasini Bharati, as we call it. We shall now move on to the next section. I would like to portray the highlighting features of the mobile hospital. What is it that makes this mobile hospital different from other rural outreach services? I am not doing this for any self-trumpeting. I only want to highlight it so that it is made clear that these are the ingredients, the components which have to be mandatorily present if any rural outreach service has to be successful, more than successful, useful to the people. Mobile hospitals should not become again some window dressing exercises. So when we come to the highlighting features, regularity in service and fixity in approach is the hallmark of Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. Swami was very clear, rural health service should not be a touch and go affair. He said it should be a regular, serious and a sustained service. So a time schedule, time frame covering nearly the first fortnight of the month was drawn up. We also thought we need to be fixed in our approach. That is, the geographical area around Puttaparthi in 6 mandals was mapped out and 12 nodal points or base points were identified. The mobile hospital would go to that nodal point on that particular day of the month, whether it is a Sunday, holiday or Deepavali, it is invariably there. This sort of a regularity in service and fixity in approach gives confidence to the people. It instills faith in their minds and hearts, and it brings credibility to the service. Presence of skilled manpower is another highlighting feature of the mobile hospitals. And I'm so happy to tell you, dear friends, that today we have about 300 doctors representing different specialties. Some of them are professors, associate professors, heads of the departments. We have an ex-director of medical education who is also an excellent physician. We have a vice principal of the medical college. Name any specialty, these doctors are there. They are men of eminence, doctors of excellence. And these doctors, they come periodically. They leave all their practice and earnings and then come here and lend their time, energy and expertise. 50 such doctors come every month from this pool of nearly 350 doctors, and they really render a wonderful and, more than that, a useful service. So Swami was very particular that the best of doctors should be available. He said, Vaidya Nipunulu Undali. Because normally in the so-called rural medical camps, we see some 2 or 3 general doctors going, doing some window dressing exercise, giving some paracetamol, some B-complex tablets and coming back. Swami said, no, we should have the best of doctors. So on any particular day, what we did is, by virtue of our experience in public health, and also by virtue of my experience in rural service before coming to Puttaparthi, we identified 9 main specialties, which will cover all the community problems. They are radiology, medicine, surgery, orthopedics, ENT, obstetrics and gynecology, pediatrics, ophthalmology and dentistry. So on any particular day, there are 15 to doctors on the field available belonging to these different specialties. And these doctors do not work in watertight compartments. They integrate their efforts. They coordinate under a single roof and try to bring the best of solutions to the people. Because, as you know, for example, a patient comes with an abdominal pain. A physician first examines, and then if he feels it could be a surgical cause also. I'm so happy Dr. Srinivas will be, Dr. Kamlin Srinivas will be able to appreciate all this. A surgical opinion is required because conditions like cholelithiasis, gallstones or urolithiasis, ureteric colic can cause, a surgeon examines. Then if it's a female patient, a gynecologist examines. Then they all talk to each other. Then they decide we'll have an imaging done. They go to that beautiful bus in which they do an ultrasound scan. So the report is instantly ready. So this sort of a multi-speciality but integrated approach gives satisfaction also to the doctors, and that is the reason why these doctors, seeing the technical ambience, the congenial atmosphere, the favorable atmosphere, they come again and again for rendering seva. Because for a doctor, at the end of the day, he should feel that I have done something concrete to improve or to relieve the pain and suffering of at least a few patients. So the presence of skilled manpower, as I said, is the second hallmark of the Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. The third important, I think the star attraction of the mobile hospital, is on-site diagnostic support. Swami made a very simple point. He said, you doctors go all the way to a village and then you do some medical camp, and there you sit and write a note to the patient, get an X-ray done, go to either Bangalore or Anantapur. You have gone inside and now you are chasing them outside. The very purpose of your going, he said, is destroyed, is lost. And hence he gave us that beautiful bus which has an inbuilt X-ray plant with an automatic processor, an ultrasound machine with a color Doppler facility, a lab which has an auto analyzer, a cell counter with which most of the biochemical and hematological investigations can be done. But Swami said two things. Nenu deen peru Satya Sai Mobile Hospital an pettunanu. Idi camp kaadu, clinic kaadu, service kaadu. Meeru anni cheyagalagali. And patientlani meeru akkada ikkada tippottu. So taking this divine dictum of the Lord, what we did, we made a small innovation. For tests which cannot be done in the mobile bus, what we do is we collect the sample, and if it is serum, we centrifuge it and send it to our super specialty hospital, where Dr. Valetti, the director, and his team of pathology department, biochemistry, radiology are always ever ready to help us. So in this way, we don't make the patients run about. And when it comes to diagnostics, this bus represents the imaging and the lab part of it. In addition to that, I told you the mobile hospital is based in the village school. 5 divisions are created: Department of Medicine, Surgery, Obstetrics and Gynecology, Pediatrics, Dentistry, Oblique Ophthalmology. Each of these departments have the full complement of diagnostic equipments. It is not a very costly affair, sir. It requires only some initial capital expenditure. Recurring costs are very minimal. For example, the ophthalmology room has an autorefractometer, a slit lamp, a tonometer, direct ophthalmoscope, indirect ophthalmoscope, and also trial sets to find out refractive errors, and patients are also given spectacles, those who have refractive errors. The dental department, for example, has a very beautiful folding chair made by one of our excellent doctors, Dr. Rajshekhar, which can be folded, it can be also dismantled. It costs only 50,000 rupees. And the most of the procedures, ranging from simple extraction to root canal treatment, partial dentures, removal of fluoride stains, and twice a year, we also do full set dentures. If there is a well, definitely we can do. So anyway, presence of on-site diagnostic support is very crucial. And now we have further evolved, sir. We have added some more diagnostic equipments like, you know, as I told you, most of them are now available in sleek varieties, portable varieties. So we have added a handheld instrument for prothrombin time measurement. The Arogya Sri scheme is so beautiful, but patients with valve replacement, after that, their monitoring becomes difficult. So, whether it is from Arogya Sri or our own super specialty hospitals, we do the prothrombin time, and instantly the cardiologist or the physician on duty can write the dose of the anticoagulant. As you know, these are double-edged weapons like medicines. We have to be doubly careful. And we also added an EEG, electroencephalogram, because many patients with epilepsy come here. And when we first had that equipment in our mobile hospital, the director of medical education at that time, Dr. M.B.R. Sharma, as I told you, he's also a doctor who comes, he exclaimed, "Dr. Garu, nijam cheptunanu, idi maa district headquarters hospital kuda ledu." Whereas in a rural outreach setup, in a mobile hospital, we are able to have EEG, and the recording is sent via internet. If neurophysicians are available on the field, they instantly report. Otherwise, we send it through internet, and we get back the reports quickly. The fourth highlighting feature, as I am repeating, trying to reiterate, I am trying to portray these highlighting features only to tell you that these are to be present if a rural outreach program has to be successful. The fourth one is the presence of a strong pharmacy. We may have the best of doctors, the best of equipments, but at the end of it, if we just give a prescription to the poor villager, he will not be able to buy the medicines, because they do not have money even for a square meal. And in this context, I am so glad to tell you that the formulary of the mobile hospital has 160 medicines, and for patients with chronic ailments like diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, epilepsy, thyroid disease, where they need to take an uninterrupted, you know, use of medicines, we give them 1 month medicine till we reach back the next month. This is a complete care. An MD doctor is examining. The best of tests are done. Counseling is done. And medicines are given. It is indeed a motherly care which has been designed by the divine compassionate mother and master, Bhagwan Sathya Sai Baba. The fifth important criterion or the requirement for a good mobile hospital is the presence of a viable backup support. And in this context, it is heartening to note that we have our district headquarters hospital in the state setup, which can really take up this. As you know, 5% of patients coming to the mobile hospital, they need higher diagnostic procedures, medical management, or surgical interventions. And we in the mobile hospital, what we do is, we do the initial identification, screening, the surgical profile, the fitness for surgery, everything on the field. And from the 1st to 5th of every month, the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, led by Dr. Verma and his team of doctors, gives their operation theatre and their nursing support for us, so that these patients are operated upon. And you'll be amazed to know that the type of surgeries we do, general surgeries, ENT surgeries, gynec surgeries, laparoscopic surgeries we have added, and also pediatric surgeries by Dr. Hanumanth Raidu, an eminent pediatric surgeon of our state. So for patients for whom we can't do surgery or whom we think that a comprehensive, like for example cancer cases, onco centers are required, because radiotherapy, chemotherapy also has to be given, we do what is called a facilitatory service. Because Bhagavan gave us an important dictum. Meer anni cheyali. Kani meer cheyalekapothe cheyinchagalagali. He said, don't wash off your hands. Don't say, go to a higher center. We don't know what that higher center means. Take responsibility. Do what is called a facilitatory service. So somebody comes with a lump in the breast or a swelling in the neck. We do a fine needle aspiration cytology or a core needle biopsy or an excision biopsy. And with the report, the slide and the block, we send them to the Indo-American Cancer Center in Hyderabad. Most of these patients have the Aarogyasri cards, where one of our doctors, Dr. Rajgopal, an oncosurgeon who comes for seva here, he takes care of them. And I'm so happy to tell you here that the Satya Sai Seva organization also, with its committed volunteers, also helps us. What they do is, these patients, village patients, are scared to go to the city. And unfortunately, the train reaches early morning at 5 a.m. when it is all pitch dark. So these patients are received by our volunteers in Kachiguda railway station. They are taken to the waiting room where they brush their teeth, have a wash, they are served breakfast, and then they are taken to the Onco Center, Indo-American Cancer Center. And believe me, after they come back, we don't again wash off our hands. The follow-up is also done. And in some cases of follow-up, it may be a lifelong follow-up. For example, total thyroidectomy has been done for a cancer thyroid. We need to monitor the thyroid levels and give him replacement alteroxin lifelong. So the presence of a backup support with innovations as to how to handle each case. Let us not wash off any case. This has been the approach. I am not trying to boast that we have been successful all the time, but definitely the will is there. Anyway, with all this good curative care, a good clinical service, we thought we have done a very good job. We can now sit with satisfaction. We can pat our backs or even raise our collars. But we quickly realized that we have done only one third of the work. We realized that we are an outreach service. We are entering into the community. It is not enough if we enter into the community. We thought we should penetrate into the community. We should penetrate into the lifestyle and habits of the villages and bring about changes for the better. And as you all know, all this comes under the broad heading of health education. So health education became an important and integral part of work of the Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. And I'm so sincerely telling that this health education is done both intensively and extensively. Five main topics were identified: cleanliness, environmental, home, individual, nutrition, healthy air and water, physical exercise for the body, mind relaxation for the mind, and fifth, away from habits like smoking, drinking, alcoholism, gambling, etc. And these five topics are delivered at different times, at different levels, and using different techniques, tools also. It is done at the individual level during the doctor-patient interaction. It is done at the family level also, where in the evening we get down into a village, then branch off into three or four groups. We collect the family members, four or five household dwellers, sit with them informally, talk to them on so many matters concerning health, hygiene, nutrition, etc. And believe me, we are received with a lot of love and receptivity because of the simple reason that we are the same people who are treating them also. So unless you have got a good curative component in your kit of service, your preventive exercise is not going to be fruitful. This is the lesson which we learned. And this health education, I am telling you, we have done in 400 villages around Puttaparthi. We might have conducted nearly, very sincerely I am telling, 1500 to 2000 sessions on health and hygiene at different times. And again, as part of the preventive work, screening programs are very important. Screening service is also a preventive action. And the most important screening work which we do is cancer uterine cervix screening. As you all know, cancer uterine cervix is the number one rank killer in this country. And a special technique called the VIA method, which is the World Health Organization approved technique, was taught to our doctors by a team from US belonging to an organization called PINCC, Prevention International No Cancer Cervix. They came and trained our doctors. And I'm so happy to tell you that the village women who come there, they are happy to get themselves screened. If in isolation you take a van and go to a village and tell the women, we would like to screen you for uterine cervix, no woman will allow you. They'll be scared of you. But again, as I repeat, because we are people who do a good curative service, in the gynecologist room, we have a general physician who slowly convinces the women, Amma, neeku nadumu noppi unte cancer undochemo, tappuga anukoku, mem oka chinna pariksha chestam. And not only that, the speciality of our screening service is that not only screening is done, but the diagnostic procedure in the form of cervical biopsy or a pap smear, and then based on the report, the treatment may be a simple observation or medical management or cryosurgery or LEAP surgery. All of these things are done on the field. And I'm so glad to tell you that during the last 4 years, we have screened 13,000 women and so many women with, you know, precancerous lesions who have been literally going into the doorstep of literally death have been pulled back by our timely interruption and timely service. And in this context, it will not be out of place for me to mention that the All India Institute of Medical Sciences has just recently started the same thing, and they have said we are now going to do it, and it costs only 6 rupees per patient. Whereas we have been doing it for the last 4.5 years, and Dr. Rhoda Nussbaum, head of that organization which trained our doctors, she rates our screening center as the best not only in India, but in the world, because of the simple reason that it is not only screening, but the diagnostic procedure and the treatment is also rendered a complete holistic care, end-to-end solution already. So anyway, with this sort of a good preventive service, health education, we thought we have now completed our work. No, we realized we have done only 2/3 of the work. We realized that we have to not only penetrate into the community, we have to penetrate into the hearts of these poor villages. We have to penetrate into their minds and bring about changes in their thinking pattern. Because medical science, especially research work in NIMHANS, Bangalore, has emphatically proved that it is a thinking pattern, our thoughts, which dictate the function of the most important endocrine gland in our body, the hypothalamus. And disordered thinking leads to disturbance in hypothalamic function, which is reflected in altered blood steroid levels. And altered blood steroid levels, as you know, steroids have immunosuppression activity. Perhaps they are the trigger for even mitotic activity or oncogenesis, cancer. And believe me, this was told to us 15 years back by Bhagwan when I had taken a team of super specialists to Bangalore. One of our doctors, an oncosurgeon from Hyderabad, his name is Dr. Mohan Mamshi, he is well known in the state. He asked Bhagwan, Swami, Andhra Rashtram lo cancer vyadhi ekkuvai potundi, deeniki karanam emi? And Bhagwan said, Dani kuda hari vari kari anar. And he said, annitkanna mukhyamaindi vari, disturbed thinking. Normally Swami used to use these words only for, we thought, hypertension, high blood pressure or for heart disease. He said, for cancer also, that is the root cause. So the spiritual dimension of health, even the World Health Organization accepts it as an important component when it defines health, again became an important activity of the mobile hospital. But when I say spirituality, it doesn't pertain to any religion, any sect or creed or any leader, nothing. It pertains to the human values which our Bhagwan has propounded, Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa. We tell the villagers that these positive thoughts are meant for you only, and our age-old practices like prayer, meditation, all these are not meant to appease the gods. It is for fostering our own health. So with this sort of a three-pronged strategy consisting of good curative care, a good health education activity, with a firm conviction that spirituality is the base of health, once Bhagwan defined health, I think nobody else in the world has defined it. He said, Arogyamo, Ahara, Vihara, Achara, Uchara, Vichara. Ye aidit paina aadhar padi undi. And he said, deentlo annitikanna mukhyamaindi, Aharamu, Vicharamu. So we were so convinced of this holistic approach that right from the beginning we have been following this three-pronged strategy, and it automatically led to the creation of a triangular logo for the mobile hospital. It came from our hearts and from our service. And when this logo, one limb of the triangle is the curative drive, as we call it. The other limb is the preventive focus. The base of the triangle is the spiritual base. And when I presented this logo to Swami, Swami was very happy and patted me. And instantly, as you all know, devotees, we become so happy, thrilled. But Bhagwan bent his head low and told me, Prati kshanamu meer ide bhavamto pani cheyali. What we all thought, it is only a logo, a background thought, a vision statement or an ideology. But for Swami, all theory is practice only. There is no independent theory. So the spiritual dimension of health we have thought of. And as I told you, we also sometimes give them, you know, what we call Likita Japa books, writing God's name. And again we tell them, you can write any God of your choice. If it is Hindus, you write Rama or Sai Rama, they write Muslims, they write Allah, it doesn't matter. That sort of a concentrated or focused thinking, we have seen practically, it leads to better control levels of hypertension and diabetes especially. We shall now come on to the last section of my presentation today. I'll not take more time, I'll take about 5 minutes. That is the impact of this service. Because always it is asked, okay, you claim you have been doing service for 10 years, you are doing that, you are doing this. What has been the impact of it? The impact of the service can be looked at from two directions. Firstly, the impact it has had on the people who are receiving the service, the beneficiaries. Secondly, the people who are doing the service, the doctors and the other savers. As regards the impact on the beneficiaries, as I told you, the curative services have generated a huge level of confidence. It has instilled faith in their hearts. And what this word confidence means, I would just substantiate it with a small incident. We had a patient called Krishnaveni in a village called Krishnapuram. She used to come to our nodal point called Marala. A very poor lady whose husband had deserted her. She had an old mother who was 80 years and 2 children. And she used to eke out her livelihood by doing what is called this daily wage coolie work. This woman suddenly developed difficulty in swallowing. It became progressive day by day to the extent that she could not eat her food. She became very anemic, very weak, and unfortunately, can you believe, the old mother of 80 years had to start doing coolie work again to bring enough money for their square meal. This lady came to us, we examined her, we did a barium swallow and then an endoscopy, and it was found she had esophageal stricture. Luckily not a cancer, a benign stricture. And thanks to Dr. Mahesh of Gandhi Hospital, we organized the dilatation for it. At that time, we didn't have the gastro department here. We organized the dilatation, 3 sessions, and she could now start swallowing very well. And her weight regained. And believe me, she was so fair because of the pallor. She was pale, not fair. She became dark again. So I told Krishnaveni, mem meeku manchi vaidyam cheyipichamo, manchi, we have given you good treatment, but papam nu nallagai peram kada. అయితే వాట్ షీ టోల్డ్ యూ మీ సార్, నేను నల్లగైనా పర్వాలేదు కానీ చీకటి లాంటి నలుపు నుండి మీరు నన్ను బయట లాగారు సార్, అది నాకు చాలు. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఐ మీన్ ద కాన్ఫిడెన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ జనరేటెడ్. ఏ మొబైల్ హాస్పిటల్ సర్వీస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి రెగ్యులర్, ఫిక్స్డ్ క్వాలిటీ, దెన్ ఓన్లీ ఇట్ కెన్ జనరేట్ దట్ కాన్ఫిడెన్స్. అండ్ యాజ్ యూ నో, ద మొబైల్ హాస్పిటల్ హ్యాస్ ప్రూవ్ టు బి ఏ బూన్ ఫర్ పేషెంట్స్ విత్ క్రానిక్ ఎయిల్మెంట్స్. యాజ్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ, వి గివ్ దమ్ 1 month మెడిసిన్. అండ్ ద నీడ్ ఫర్ టెర్షరీ సర్వీసెస్ at the government level also becomes reduced when you treat these diseases properly. For example, diabetes. If there is good glycemic control, physicians, all of us will agree that the risk of diabetic nephropathy and diabetic retinopathy comes down. And this is what one of our retinal surgeons, Dr. Anil from Karnool, he told me, sir, I have been coming for the last 4 years. Now I see the patients who had early stages of diabetic retinopathy, in fact, they are getting reversed. That is because of good glycemic control, and that is because of our constant monitoring and giving of the medicines in the right dose and for the right duration. And fourthly, the curative services generated a very peculiar, I would say, environment. What happened was, since there are specialist doctors belonging to so many specialties, there is an on-site diagnostic support, medicines are dispensed freely, there is a mechanism for regular follow-up, an academic environment automatically got generated. That is, in medical parlance, we call it, the mobile hospital became a fertile field for clinical material. You ask for any case of any system, yes, you'll find it. And this attracted the attention of the Cambridge School of Medicine of UK. One of their faculty members is a devotee. She saw the mobile hospital on the instructions of Mr. Chakravarti, our secretary, and then they went and presented a PowerPoint presentation, and their chief of the medicine department, Dr. Paul Siklos, she told me that he saw the presentation like this without moving his head this side or that side, and at the end of it, he exclaimed, it seems, this is something fantastic. If only our final year students are allowed to do their electives, that would be a real boon for them. They wrote a letter to us. We had some initial reluctance, some problems, but then we agreed. 2 batches of Cambridge students have come, and I am so happy to tell you, with all modesty, with all humility, that the Director of Clinical Studies, Dr. Paul Jessica, wrote a letter saying, sir, this is the best training ever the Cambridge School of Medicine students had. And at that time, believe me, I did not know that Cambridge University ranks in the first 3 of the whole world. I didn't know that. Then later I came to know in one day on the newspaper I read, Cambridge University has slid down to rank number 3. And it seems Harvard and all these, you know, these schools, they are the top schools. But I would be really happy if it is not the Cambridge students who come here, it is our own medical college students who come here. And our Honorable Minister, Dr. Kamineni Srinivas, is here. We have the Anantapur Medical College very close by. And students invariably have the rural posting. If they can be sent, as you know, we won't write, sir, any letter and all to you. I have brought it to your notice. That would be really a good thing. Because I have seen some of the postgraduate students, the house surgeons, when they come with their professors who come, they feel so happy. The second time, they don't come with the professor, they themselves come. Because as I said, there's a huge wealth of clinical material available, and we should really use it to the best, in the best possible way. The preventive services, as I told you, have generated a huge wave of awareness in the rural populace here. But invariably, everybody will ask me a question. Sir, you're telling for the last 10 years you have been doing, have the villagers changed their habits? Have any visible, palpable changes come about? I'm telling you, health education is a slow and a painful process. And on the field, I have seen in my experience, there are three distinct phases. The first phase, the stage is the stage of awareness. Creating awareness among the people itself, a huge task. I'm so sorry to tell you that in spite of advancement in mass communication, in multimedia, all these computers, nothing is told to our villagers, even now. So that when we went for health education sessions in the early part of our service, when we told them, please don't use rock salt, you may develop goiter, because this whole area is endemic for thyroid problems, goiter, they told us, sir, maak evar chappaledu. Nobody told us. So creating an awareness itself is a huge one. From awareness comes acceptance. They accept what you say is correct. Especially as they repeatedly say, if the curative component of your service kit is strong, they will accept. But still they may not follow. The third stage comes the stage of implementation, where they really start going. And once when I told Bhagwan, Swami, chala kastapadi health education chesturam Swami, but, I was about to tell him, but then I affected, no but, he said. And he said in English, you have to do, you have to do, you have to do. Me pani mir cheyali, mir sadhana laga cheyali, markulu ostayi. It will take time for changes to come. Meere chadukunnavallu, you educated people, can you change your habits overnight? He asked. It will take time, don't get disheartened. Anyway, this is the impact of the preventive services. And as I told you, the spiritual component of the service has improved community bonding. In fact, when one evening village program we had conducted, at the end of the program, the villagers came and told me, sir, ours is a twin village adjoining two mandals. This is the first time that villagers belonging to both the village have come and sat down for a program. It has never happened before. And this speaks of our broad outlook, the seva bhav of the doctors and sevaks of Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. Finally, I would wind up by trying to chronicle the impact which this service has had on the doctors. I am so glad to tell you that these doctors, as I told you, feel the mobile hospital, need not be Satya Sai Mobile Hospital, any mobile hospital of this sort with a technical ambience provides the right platform for them to show their gratitude to community. Because I am telling you, not that I am a doctor, I am taking the side of doctors. Every doctor has an inbuilt urge, an innate, you know, sort of a tapana in him that he should pay back something to the society. And for this, we need organizations which are transparent, pure, and which provide the right platform and the right outlets. And in this connection, we had one Dr. Sampath, an eminent cardiologist of Hyderabad, who came to our village service. When he went back, normally what I do is sincerely thank these doctors. I call them up and thank them. Then Dr. Sampath told me, Dr. Narasimhan, why are you thanking me? We have learned our very subjects using the dead bodies. Anatomy, as you know, we use the dead bodies of these poor people. Road la padiyunna beggars, no, their bodies are used. We have learnt a subject using the live bodies of these poor people, our clinical subjects in medicine. Does it require anybody like Sai Baba or Mother Teresa to tell us that we should pay back something to the community? Is it not our bounden duty to pay back something to the community? This was what Dr. Sampath told me. And I feel, really, this is the truth, that every doctor has that instinct. You may call that they have become commercial and all. No. It is left to the organizations like Satya Sai Seva organization to really come up and generate the right sort of a platform and an ambience and a technical environment to see that these doctors' energies are channelized. And finally, the impact on the government. As we told, we'll be having a PowerPoint presentation to the minister after he finishes his dinner. I hope sir is not tired out. We'll take only 15 or 20 minutes, sir. We would like to again reiterate the fact that India, being a land of villages, 70% of our population is in villages. The rural health profile is still far from satisfactory. 70% of the population in villages, but 95% of medical services are in towns and cities. And hence, rural health service is important. Not just rural health service, rural outreach service, mobile hospital service, but a mobile hospital which is rich in its quality and which has the 5 ingredients which we had mentioned. And it is not a difficult task for the government, because the most constraining factor is always the human resources. But here we have a situation now where the government has made it mandatory and compulsory that all postgraduate students need to do 1 year of compulsory rural service. We can use this huge manpower of 500 doctors, and as I'll be showing him, we need 50 mobile hospitals for this state of Andhra Pradesh, and these 500 doctors, 600 doctors, their services can be utilized. Anyway, with this sort of a presentation, I'll come back to what Bhagwan had, how Bhagwan had felt happy about our program. My friend devotees will be very happy to note this. As you know, once I had made a request to Swami, Swami, meeru anni project lakku veltaru. You go to all the projects, all hospitals, ma mobile hospital ki randi Swami, please come to our mobile hospital. Swami instantly shot back. Nenu eppudu akkade unnanu kada bangaru mee toti. He said, I'm always there with you. And then on another occasion, Swami told me, chudu bangaru, if I go there now, oka 10,000 mandi 20,000 mandi na car meeda padipotharu, 10,000, 20,000 people, because their love for Swami is so much. కానీ నేను వెళ్ళలేకపోతున్నాను కాబట్టి మీరు వెళ్ళి నా ప్రేమని మీ యొక్క నిస్వార్థ సేవ ద్వారా మీరు తెలియపరిస్తే దానికి మించిన ఆనందము సంతోషం ఇంకా నాకు ఏమి లేదు. ఇఫ్ యూ డాక్టర్స్ అండ్ సేవక్స్ గో టు దీస్ విలేజెస్ అండ్ షో మై లవ్ టు దెమ్ బై యువర్ ఎగ్జాంప్లరీ సర్వీస్ అండ్ లైట్ ద ల్యాంప్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ లవ్ ఇన్ దర్ హార్ట్స్ దెన్ దర్ వుడ్ బి నథింగ్ విచ్ కెన్ బ్రింగ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ టు మీ. And in that way, we sincerely feel, Bhagwan, that we have also been a small instrument in the promise which you had given to your Divine Mother Isharamma when she had requested that people living in this belt should have access for free education, free Medicare, right at their doorstep. And the same Bhagwan, we all know, he is always with us. We have had innumerable instances. In fact, I am a doctor, sir. When I was doing my post-graduation, I was a sort of an atheist. I used to criticize. I had some oratorical skills, so I used to criticize all this. But now I am saying it with so much conviction that he is very much there with us. And if our sweet Bhagwan comes and asks me, I am so happy, my dear child, can you ask me a boon? Can I give you a boon? The only boon which I would ask him, the only area where still we are not that satisfied as doctors is, Swami, memu ee vaidya seva పరిపూర్ణ ప్రేమతో సేవాలని సేవతో పరిపూర్ణ ప్రేమతో సేవ చేయాలని నేను కోరుతున్నాను స్వామి. బికాస్ స్వామి వన్స్ సెడ్, 60% ఆఫ్ హీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ పేషెంట్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ బై ద లవ్ విచ్ ద డాక్టర్ అండ్ ద పారామెడికల్ స్టాఫ్ గివ్స్. ద రిమైనింగ్ 40%, ఇఫ్ యూ డూ ఎ గుడ్ వర్క్, ఐ విల్ డూ ఇట్. అండ్ ఐ విల్ కన్క్లూడ్ వెన్ హీ టోల్డ్ అస్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ మెడిసిన్ విత్ లవ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ మెడికేర్, యు ఆర్ కేరింగ్ దెమ్. If you practice medicine without love, it is medicine, maha papam annarchu. So keeping this in view, I on behalf of all our doctors feel that it is not only technical quality, it is the human touch, the loving touch, which as doctors we need to do. And on this holy occasion, if Bhagwan really gives us a boon, that is the prayer which we would like to offer at his lotus feet. I conclude my talk by thanking you all for your patient hearing. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you very much for your enlightening and thought-provoking presentation on this fantastic innovation by our loving Mother Sai, our divine doctor. Now, I request our chief guest, Dr. Kamineni Srinivas Garu.
Yeah. As we had mentioned in the beginning, we have a very distinguished guest with us today. He is more a brother to us because he has been a student of Swami's institution. A very reputed IAS officer, sir is the Special Chief Secretary, Medical Education of the Government of Andhra Pradesh. We request sir to offer his prayer to Bhagwan.
I request Dr. Kamineni Srinivas Garu, the chief guest, Honorable Minister for Health, Medical Education and Family Welfare, to kindly give us his message on this occasion.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. నాతో పాటు వచ్చిన మా స్పెషల్ చీఫ్ సెక్రటరీ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం గారు, ఆయుష్ కమిషనర్ నళిమోహన్ గారు, అలాగే ఇక్కడున్న రెస్పెక్టెడ్ ట్రస్టీస్, అలాగే డైరెక్టర్ నరసింహన్ గారు, సెక్రటరీ గారు ప్రసాదరావు గారు, ఇక్కడికి విచ్చేసిన ఎమినెంట్ డాక్టర్స్ అందరికీ, అలాగే వచ్చిన భక్తులందరికీ పేరు పేరున మనస్ఫూర్తిగా నమస్కరిస్తూ, నరసింహన్ గారు మాట్లాడుతూ ఉంటే మంత్రముగ్ధుండే విన్నాను. ఇది సాధ్యమా? మానవ సాధ్యమా అంటే ఒకటి వింటే ఇట్లా జరుగుతుంది అని వింటేనే మాకు అంత ఆనందంగా ఉంది. అందులో పార్టిసిపేట్ చేసి చేస్తున్నప్పుడు వాళ్ళు ఎంత ధన్యజీవులు అనిపిస్తాను. కొంచెం డిప్రెషన్ కూడా వస్తాను. ప్రభుత్వంలో ఈ రకంగా చేయగలదామా? ఏం చేస్తే ఈ రకంగా చేయగలదాం? ఇంతకన్నా చేయగలిగితే జీవితానికి ధన్యత ఇంకోటి లేదు. ఇవాళ నేను ఇక్కడ మీ అందరికీ కృష్ణాష్టమిలో నేను ఇందులో పార్టిసిపేట్ చేస్తానంటే అది భగవాన్ సత్యసాయి బాబా కృప. ఇక్కడ జరుగుతున్నది చూస్తా ఉంటే అంటే జస్ట్ నాకు ఎందుకు డిప్రెషన్ అంటే, మీరు ఎందుకు డిప్రెషన్ అంటే కంపారిజన్ చెప్తా. ఇంత పర్ఫెక్ట్ కాన్సెప్ట్ కాదు, బట్ ఇదే కాన్సెప్ట్ తో ప్రభుత్వం 104 సర్వీసెస్ అని పెట్టి 2010 టెంపరీగా ఫర్ ఫ్యూ మంత్స్ మనం రన్ చేద్దామని తీసుకుని ఇప్పటికీ ప్రభుత్వం దగ్గరే ఉన్నాయి. డాక్టర్లు ఉండరు. ప్రతి దాని మీద, ప్రతి వెహికల్ మీద దాదాపు ఫిక్స్డ్ డే సర్వీస్ అంటారు. ప్రతిరోజు వారంలో 5-6 రోజులు 6 చోట్లకు వెళ్ళాలి. దాదాపు 140,000 రూపాయలు ఖర్చు పెడతాం ప్రతి వెహికల్. అట్లాంటి ఒక 240 వెహికల్స్ ఉన్నాయి. ఒక డాక్టర్ ఉండాలి, ఒక టెక్నీషియన్ ఉండాలి, అలాగే డ్రైవర్ ఉంటారు, కాంపౌండర్, మందులు ఇస్తారు, కానీ డాక్టర్లు వెళ్ళటల్లా. ఇవన్నీ ఆలోచిస్తా ఉంటే ఒకటే, ఇక్కడికి అక్కడ తేడా సర్వీస్ మైండ్, హ్యూమన్ కాంపోనెంట్. అంటే మని చేయాలని ఉంటే దాంట్లో మనం ఖర్చు పెట్టే ప్రతి రూపాయికి 4-5 రూపాయలు ఎఫెక్ట్ వస్తుంది. నిజంగా ఈ ఆలోచన మొబైల్ హాస్పిటల్స్, దాంట్లో క్యూరేటివ్ అలాగే ప్రివెంటివ్ తీసుకునే మెజర్స్ తీసుకోగలిగితే ఇవాళ మీ అందరికీ తెలుసు వైద్యం అంతా ప్రైవేటీకరణ అయిపోయింది. అంతా ఒకప్పుడు గవర్నమెంట్ హాస్పిటల్స్ ఉన్న డాక్టర్స్, ట్రైనింగ్ స్టూడెంట్స్కి అందరికీ చాలా బాగుండేది, కానీ వాళ్ళంతా ప్రైవేటీకరణ అయిపోయి ప్రభుత్వంలో ఒక రకమైన, అంటే ఇక ఏది అని చెప్పలేను. నాకు ఇవాళకి నాకు ఆన్సర్ దొరకని క్వశ్చన్లకి, ఏడాది 3 నెలలు అయిన తర్వాత నాకు ఆన్సర్ దొరకని క్వశ్చన్ బోర్డులు ఉన్నాయి. ఒక డాక్టరు హాస్పిటల్ బ్యాంక్ నుంచి అప్పు తెచ్చుకుని హాస్పిటల్ పెట్టి అందరికీ శాలరీస్ ఇచ్చి వాళ్ళు ఫ్లరిష్ అవుతున్నారు. పేషెంట్ మందులు కొనుక్కుంటాడు, ఫుడ్ కొనుక్కుంటాడు. మా హాస్పిటల్లో ప్రభుత్వం బిల్డింగ్ కట్టి స్టాఫ్ అందరికీ జీతాలు ఇచ్చి ఇదే డాక్టర్ ఇక్కడ ఉంటాడు, మందులు ఫ్రీగా ఇచ్చి భోజనం ఇస్తే మా దగ్గరికి ఎందుకు రారు, అక్కడికి ఎందుకు వెళ్తారంటే నాకు ఇవాళకి ఆన్సర్ దొట్ల. దట్స్ వేర్ ప్రభుత్వం అనేసరికి ఒక రకమైన నడిచిపోతుంది. కానీ వీళ్ళేమో తక్కువ డాక్టర్లు కాదు, పైగా డాక్టర్లు అనుకుంటే చేయలేనిది ఏముండదు. తక్కువ డాక్టర్లు అంటే అందరూ అప్లై చేస్తారు, టీచర్లు అంతే. బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది టీచర్సే డిఎస్సీలో సెలెక్ట్ అవుతారు, కానీ వాళ్ళు ప్రైవేట్కి వెళ్తారు. కానీ మనం అందరం పిల్లల్ని ప్రైవేట్లో పంపుతున్నాం. ఇవాళ మెడిసిన్ కూడా చూస్తే ఉంది. దీంట్లో డెఫినెట్గా ఇక్కడ మార్పులు రావాలి. ఇవాళ ప్రభుత్వ ఆసుపత్రులు పూరెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది పూర్, జేబులో రూపాయి లేని వాళ్ళు మాత్రమే మా హాస్పిటల్కి వస్తున్నారు. వాళ్ళకి సర్వీస్ చేస్తాం కన్నా ఇంకా దైవత్వం ఏం లేదు. ఇవాళ ఈ మార్పులు రావడానికి డెఫినెట్గా ఇవాళ అప్పుడు నాకు నరసింహన్ గారు చెప్పింది అంతా వింటా ఉంటే పొద్దున్న నేను మన సత్యసాయి సూపర్ స్పెషాలిటీ హాస్పిటల్కి వెళ్ళా. అది అసలు సాధ్యమేనా ఎక్కడైనా అంత హై క్వాలిటీ కేర్, అంత ఎఫెక్టివ్గా, అంత ఏమి ఛార్జ్ చేయకుండా చేస్తామంటే అది ఒక భగవద్ ఆ స్వామి అనుగ్రహం ఉంటే తప్ప సాధ్యం కాదు. అందరికీ ఆ డివోషన్ ఉండబట్టే అక్కడ జరిగే సర్వీసెస్ అన్ని ఆ క్వాలిటీలో ఉన్నాయి. అదే శాలరీ ఇచ్చేస్తే ఆ జీతానికి సరిపడే చేస్తారు, కొంచెం ఎక్కువ చేయమన్నా చేయరు. జీతానికి సరిపడి చేసినా కూడా సంతోషం, కానీ అది కూడా జరగట్లా. ఇవాళ నాకు ఈ అవకాశం కలిగినందుకు నాకు ఎక్కువ మాటలు రావట్లా, వింటా ఉంటే ఎంతో ఆనందం. ఈ రకంగా అందుకనే నరసింహన్ గారు చెప్పినట్లు తప్పకుండా అనంతపూర్ మెడికల్ కాలేజీ రూరల్ హెల్త్ సెంటర్ కింద వాళ్ళని రెగ్యులర్ గా ఇక్కడికే పంపించి ఏర్పాటు చేస్తాను డాక్టర్లందరినీ. నాకు ఇంత బాగా జరుగుతుందని తెలవక మొన్నే వచ్చి ఒక అక్కడ దగ్గరలో ఉన్న రూరల్ హెల్త్ సెంటర్ కి అక్కడ చేశాం. ఇప్పుడే మాట్లాడి ఏం చేయాలనేది త్వరలోనే ఒక వారం రోజుల లోపల గవర్నమెంట్ ఆర్డర్ ఇస్తాం. అలాగే నరసింహన్ గారు, మేము ఫీల్డ్ లో ఉండి మీరు చెప్పిన నిన్న తర్వాత నేను మాకు ఎమినెంట్ డాక్టర్స్ తో సీఎంస్ అడ్వైజరీ బోర్డు అని వేశాం. దాంట్లో నేను ఇమీడియట్ గా వెళ్ళగానే నరసింహన్ గారిని కూడా ఆ బోర్డులో తీసుకుని, ఎందుకంటే మీరు చెప్పిన దాంట్లో అంతా కాదు 50% అట్లీస్ట్ 25% చేయగలిగిన నా జీవితం ధన్యం అనుకున్నా, ఛాన్స్ కలిగిన. అందుకని తప్పకుండా ఈ రకమైన క్వాలిటీ సర్వీసెస్ ఇస్తున్నందుకు తప్పకుండా అందరినీ ట్రస్ట్ మెంబర్ని అదంతా స్వామివారి. ఇందులో ఒక్కటి మాత్రం మనం గుర్తుంచుకోవాలి, ఆ పర్సనాలిటీ, ఆ స్వామివారనే ఆ భక్తి మాకు దొరకరు. ఇట్లా డాక్టర్లు ఉన్నారు, డాక్టర్లు మా దగ్గర కూడా మంచి వాళ్ళు ఉన్నారు లేరంట్లా, కానీ ఇంత డివోటెడ్ గా ఇట్లా వచ్చి చేసేవాళ్ళు శాలరీతో జరిగే చోట జరగదు. ఎంత చిత్తశుద్ధితో ఎంత కష్టపడి చేస్తున్నా డెఫినెట్ గా ఈ కాంపోనెంట్ ని ఎవరు మనుషులు, ఎందుకంటే సెల్ఫ్లెస్ గా సర్వీస్ చేసే మోటివ్ ఉంటే దాని ఎఫెక్ట్ వేరు. తప్పకుండా మీరు చేస్తున్న దాన్ని మనస్ఫూర్తిగా అభినందిస్తూ తప్పకుండా మీరు కూడా రండి. మేము 104 ని ఏ రకంగా మనం చేసి దాన్ని మోర్ ఎఫెక్టివ్ గా అవసరమైతే మొత్తం 104 నే మనం అవుట్ సోర్స్ చేసి ఎవరైతే ఏజెన్సీలో నేను ఈ రకంగా చేయగలిగితే ప్రజలు ఇళ్లకెళ్లి వాళ్ళు డోర్ స్టెప్స్ కెళ్లి చేయగలిగితే అంతకన్నా ఎదురలేదు. తప్పకుండా ఈ సర్వీసెస్ ని 104 సర్వీసెస్ అన్ని అట్లీస్ట్ అవుట్ సోర్స్ చేసన్నా సరే ఎఫెక్టివ్ గా ఎవరైతే వస్తారో ఎవరొచ్చినా సరే ఈ సేవ దీంట్లో లాభాపేక్ష ఉండకూడదు. హాస్పిటల్లో మెయిన్ ప్రాబ్లము మాకు చూస్తున్నారు శానిటేషన్ ఇష్యూస్ అన్ని ప్రతిదీ లాభాపేక్షతో వచ్చి ఆ లాభం తీసుకుని వెళ్ళిపోతా ఉంటే న్యాయం కాదు. యూఆర్ డీలింగ్ విత్ ఇది ఫ్యాక్టరీ కాదు, అవసరం అయితే మూసేస్తానికి. యూఆర్ డీలింగ్ విత్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్స్. డెఫినెట్ గా ఆ రకంగా చేస్తంలో మేము అన్ని రకాలుగాను మీలాంటి సర్వీస్ ఓరియంటెడ్ మైండ్ తీసుకుని తప్పకుండా ఈ సర్వీసెస్ నీయే కాదు హెల్త్ ఇష్యూస్ ఎన్ని ఇష్యూస్ వింటే మనసుకి బాధ, ఏదో చేయాలనే తప్పన. కానీ గవర్నమెంట్ లో మీకు తెలుసు అనుకునే గబుక్కున అవో కొన్ని వేల మందితో మా దగ్గర ఉన్న 30,000 మంది వీళ్ళు అందరూ ఒక మోటివేషన్ ఉండి ఈ రకంగా చేయగలిగి ఈ సెల్ఫ్లెస్ సర్వీస్ చేయగలిగితే ఎంత బాగుంటుంది అనేది ఒక కళలాగా ఉంది నాకు. ఆ కళ ఎప్పుడు నిజమవుతుందో నాకే తెలియదు. తప్పకుండా మీరు చెప్పినవన్నీ మనసులో పెట్టుకుని తప్పకుండా చేద్దాం. మాకు చాలా ఇబ్బందులు ఉన్నాయి ప్రభుత్వం నిజంగా, మనకి మొత్తం అంతా సక్సెసివ్ గా అంతా హైదరాబాద్ లోనే కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ అయింది. విలేజెస్ లో చాలా మంది ఇప్పుడు చెప్తా నరసింహన్ గారు ఎన్టీఆర్ అదే రాజీవ్ ఆరోగ్యశ్రీ అని అన్నారు, దాన్ని ఎన్టీఆర్ వైద్య సేవ అన్నారు. అది చాలా పాపులర్, చాలా పాపులర్. కానీ 8 ఏళ్లలో కలిసి వాళ్ళకి అయింది 3.2% అది పాపులేషన్ మొత్తం. ఈ 5 కోట్ల మంది 16 లక్షల మంది జరిగింది అంటే ఏడాదికి 0.4%, అంటే 250 మంది ఒక మనుషులు ఉంటే ఏడాదికి ఒక్కళ్ళు జరుగుతుంది. కానీ గొప్ప, మేము కేర్కి వెళ్ళాం లేకపోతే అపోలోకి వెళ్ళాం స్టార్కి వెళ్ళాం. ఈ ప్రాసెస్ లో అందరికీ గొప్పగా ఉంది. ఊళ్ళో వెళ్ళి వెళ్ళొచ్చాడు పలకరించడానికి వెళ్ళినాకల్లా మాకు ప్రభుత్వం 2 లక్షలు ఖర్చు పెట్టింది వెళ్ళిందని దాన్ని మార్చాం. అది ప్రభుత్వం పాపులర్ గా ఉందని దాన్ని 2 లక్షలు 2.5 లక్షలు చేశాం. 938 డిసీజులు ఉంటే 1,044 డిసీజులు దాంట్లో ఇంక్లూడ్ చేశాం. కానీ ఈ ప్రాసెస్ లో ప్రైమరీ హెల్త్ మామూలుగా వచ్చే మీరు చెప్పిన మీరు రూరల్ అవుట్ రీచ్ వెళ్ళి చేసే ఇవన్నీ కొంత సఫర్ అయినాయి. తప్పకుండా ఆ భగవంతుడు దయ మా ముందు ఉంటుందని ఆశిస్తున్నాను. తప్పకుండా ఆయన ఇక్కడికి ఇవాళ పార్టిసిపేట్ చేస్తున్నా కదా, ఆయన పాద పద్మాల మీద అక్కడ ప్రమాణం చేసి చెబుతున్నాను, ఎక్కడ ఎటువంటి అవినీతికి ఆస్కారం లేకపోకుండా నా వంతు ఎక్కడ ఏ పేదవాడికి వైద్యంలో ఎటువంటి నిర్లక్ష్యం లేకపోకుండా మా జరుగుతున్న డిపార్ట్మెంట్లో ఎక్కడ తప్పు జరగకపోకుండా నా వంతు ప్రయత్నం చేస్తానని ఆ స్వామివారి పాద పద్మాల దగ్గర నేను ప్రణామం చేసి చెబుతున్నాను. తప్పకుండా ఇది నా ఒక వీలైనంత నేను ఎంత చేయగలనో నాకే తెలియదు, ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది డే పబ్లిక్ హ్యాస్ టు డిసైడ్ ఎంత బాగా చేశాను. తప్పకుండా చేస్తాను, మీ అందరి దగ్గర చెబుతూ మీ అందరి దగ్గర సెలవు తీసుకున్నాను. జై హింద్.
థ్యాంక్ యూ సార్. వి రిక్వెస్ట్ యూ టు స్టే బ్యాక్ ఆన్ ద డైస్ ఫర్ అ ఫ్యూ మోర్ మినిట్స్. ఆన్ దిస్ గ్రేషియస్ ఒకేషన్ we request you to kindly release the booklet on Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital, a humble offering to Bhagwan. Thank you, sir. The director, Dr. Narasimhan Garu, has given us a clear vision about the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. Let us now watch the documentary on the functional aspect of Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. We would like to thank the digital studio and Radio Sai, Prashanthi Nilayam, for all their efforts in bringing out this visual feast. Screening of documentary of Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital, followed by bhajans. Sai Ram.
Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba has often said, "My life is my message." Indeed, it always has been so with every avatar. The unique thing about Baba's message is that it is finely tuned to the needs of this age. Selfless service with compassion to the poor and downtrodden has always been at the core of his teachings.
కేవలము ప్రేమ చేతనే సేవ చేయండి, బీదలకు ముఖ్యంగా సేవ చేయాలి. ఆ బీదల సేవనే మిమ్మల్ని సంరక్షించేది. రామ సేవ అనగా బీదల సేవనే రామ సేవ, కనుకనే బీదల సేవ చేయండి. ఈ బీదల నిమిత్తమై మీ ప్రాణాన్ని అంకితం చేయండి. నాకు వేరొక ఆశనే లేదు, నాకు ఈ బీదల సేవనే ప్రధానమైన లక్ష్యము. ఏమైనా సరే ప్రాణాన్నైనా వారికి అర్పితం చేసి వాళ్ళని కాపాడటానికి ప్రయత్నం చేస్తాం. ఈ లక్ష్యం లోపల 1000 ఒక భాగాన్ని మీద మీరు పెంచుకోండి. ఇదియే మానవుడు ఈనాడు చేయవలసినటువంటిది.
Baba has thus started numerous social welfare projects that serve those in need and shine as models for others to emulate. Even after this mind-boggling set of projects, Baba felt there was still something missing.
Way back in the middle of June 2005, Bhagwan was repeatedly telling devotees in the veranda when he used to come for darshan that even though we have started a hospital here, general hospital, a super specialty hospital, still many people in villages are unable to come to our hospitals. Is it possible for us to take the hospital itself to the village? And he added, can there be a bus in which we can have facility for X-rays, scan, blood tests, urine tests and all.
When such a bus did arrive, Baba called Dr. Narasimhan and said, "Here is a bus. with good diagnostic equipment, bring your doctor's team and deliver quality health care. Take it to the villages first as a service for the village, and later transform it into service of the village. I will guide you all the way and give all the support you need.
Baba told me that నేను దీని పేరు సత్యసాయి మొబైల్ హాస్పిటల్ అని పెడుతున్నాను. ఇది క్యాంప్ కాదు, క్లినిక్ కాదు.
Drawing from his long experience in rural medical program, Dr. Narasimhan formulated a few core objectives for the effectiveness of this service. They are regularity of service, availability of a strong medical team, diversity of expertise, basic diagnostic facilities for each department, a good pharmacy, and a viable backup. However, Baba gave a few more instructions that transformed this service into a most unique healthcare system.
మీరు అన్ని చేయగలగాలి. యూ షుడ్ బేబుల్ టు డూ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. పేషెంట్లను అటు ఇటు తిప్పొద్దు, కానీ మత్తు మంది ఇచ్చి చేసే ఆపరేషన్ చేయకూడదు. సర్జరీస్ విచ్ ఇన్వాల్వ్ గివింగ్ ఎనెస్థీషియా, జనరల్ ఎనెస్థీషియా, యూ షుడ్ నాట్ డూ. బాబా సెట్, మీరు చేయలేకపోయినా మీరు చేయించగలగాలి. దట్ మీన్స్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్ పొజిషన్ టు ఇమీడియట్లీ డూ, డోంట్ వాష్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్. Don't say go to a so-called higher center. You should take responsibility and see that the logical solution is arrived.
India has always been a land of villages. Surrounding Puttaparthi, there are at least 1,000 villages within a circle of, say, 60 kilometers radius. Clearly, the proposed mobile hospital could not serve them all. 12 big villages belonging to 6 mandals around Puttaparthi were selected as nodal centers. These nodal centers are within 50 kilometers, making them well suited for a day's visit. Each center would serve people from that village and also its surrounding 50 villages. It was decided that the mobile hospital would go to these villages one by one on the first 12 days of every month. But where in the village would the treatment take place?
We have to base the mobile hospital at some place. For that we need at least 5 rooms. Because I knew that we had to create 5 divisions. Department of Medicine, Department of Surgery, Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Department of Ophthalmology, Oblique Dentistry, and Department of Pediatrics. So I need at least 5 rooms. And which also have an open, you know, sort of a place in front, courtyard like thing. So obviously in a village only the school is available.
So that is it. At every node, the local school would be used as the base of operations for the day. The mobile hospital has been serving the villagers for the last 10 years, treating more than 600 patients on any given day. Let us now spend a typical day with the mobile hospital and get a feel for how it is not merely an outreach program but has penetrated deep into the villages. On the previous evening of the camp, a group of volunteers set up tents and medical equipment in the school premises. Then, along with a few doctors, they go into the village and inspire the villagers to adopt hygienic living. This is a very unique practice that brings the entire village together as one family.
అందరు తప్పట్లు కొట్టండి. పెట్టారు.
As the sun rises, the villagers are waiting eagerly and welcome the bus like an honored guest. The Siemens bus, aptly named Sanjeevani, is thus welcomed with devotional fervor and parked under a special tent. Baba had insisted right in the beginning that the bus should have a powerful electrical generator. This has become very vital for the entire setup since the bus supplies electric power to all the departments which have sophisticated medical equipment. But for the bus which supplies stabilized power, it would have been almost impossible to have this setup in a village. Next, a morning brief. It consists of suggestions on nutrition, sanitation and preventive health care. Since the main objective has been to offer holistic health care, the preventive aspects are given as much importance as the curative. The doctors learned from Baba that a spiritual way of life is more conducive to good health. Thus was formed an equilateral triangle of holistic healthcare, with its three aspects becoming the guiding principles for the mobile hospital service. After the morning brief, the patients are screened and escorted to various departments to get registered. As the patients start queuing up, the doctors get a briefing from Dr. There are 15 to 20 doctors on any given day from a list of 350 who have volunteered to participate. Many of these doctors are specialists in their fields and come from all over Andhra Pradesh. Thus, when they meet the patients, they are able to easily communicate without any language barrier. Apart from the urge to serve, these doctors are particularly impressed by the discipline of the patients and also the speed with which a diagnostic test result comes through. That is made possible by the bus, which has a pathology lab for all types of blood analysis. An X-ray machine with an automatic processing unit that instantly gives the X-ray print. And an ultrasound scanner with a color Doppler facility used for a 2D echocardiogram of the heart and also for scanning other internal organs. Based on the diagnostic reports, the doctors prescribe appropriate medicines. The patient goes to the pharmacy where he is administered enough medicines to last him a month. Some of the visiting doctors are amazed at the range of medical services these villagers are privileged to have, the kind of experts they get to meet, and all that in a single day. Apart from the high-tech treatment in the various departments, specialized diagnostic tests are set up from time to time and really push the limit to what can be done if one has the passion to serve. To handle the increasing number of diabetic cases, a new pathology lab has been set up. Cervical screening of women helps detect precancerous manifestations that could lead to uterine cancer if left undetected or neglected. The electroencephalogram test, also known as the EEG test, is done for patients with neurological problems. And last but not the least, the operation theater is reserved for a few days in the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, and complicated surgeries for the villagers are done here. That truly and completely defines the word comprehensive, isn't it? Finally, at the end of the day, the entire setup is removed and the rooms are available for regular classes on the next day. Enthused by Dr. Narasimhan and team, Many villagers come forward to help in various capacities. A group of 12 trained volunteers from the villages accompany the mobile hospital and serve in both setting up of logistics and functioning. With a little training, a barber sets his work aside for the 12 days, gets involved in setting up many departments, and actually operates machines like a trained hospital personnel. Like all Baba's institutions, workers of the mobile hospital maintain a low profile. And yet, at times, good work gets recognized from unexpected quarters. The Faculty of Clinical Medicine in faraway Cambridge University sent an intern, Stephen, who went along with the hospital team and presented a much appreciated report. In 2013, the CNBC TV channel announced that after surveying 3,000 hospitals in the country, the mobile hospital was one of the winners of the 12 awards contemplated.
You're watching CNBC TV 18. Awarded for innovation in transforming lives, Shri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital.
Yes, the mobile hospital has indeed transformed thousands of lives and is a benchmark for those seriously interested in serving the poor. The Sai Avatar could be aptly described as pure love walking on two feet. Today, that same eternal love also moves on wheels, manifesting in the mobile hospital as loving healthcare.
Jananana సత్య సాయి నామ బోలు.
No. साई बाबा जी की जय।